This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Barbieheimer. Yes, I'm starting with Hollywood because the movies were jammed over the weekend. Did you cruise by a movie theater? Were you in a mall parking lot that had a theater at the corner of it? You could barely get through or find a place to park. There's a reason why, because of the opening of the movie Barbie and the movie Oppenheimer. We'll talk about how many people went to see those two movies, smashing box office records. My name's Kate Delaney. I was at one of those openings. Can you guess which one? I will tell you moments from now. But before we go there, a couple of other things, including this big one that we talked about. The Department of Justice, last week we talked about the floating border barrier that Texas Governor Greg Abbott put up. So the Department of Justice is suing the state of Texas over that barrier. They filed the suit on Monday after the governor refused to remove the barrier, saying that this was the way to protect the Texas governor. What was happening with so many people coming across the border. The White House said that Abbott's actions are dangerous and unlawful after the Republican governor defied the DOJ's request and told the president he would see them in court. So I think this was expected, knowing that this was probably going to happen. But Abbott blamed Biden's immigration policies for the migrant deaths, he said, saying they encouraged more people to cross illegally through the water instead of safely and legally at a port of entry, saying that nobody drowns on a bridge. It's been under your watch that migrants have suffered an unprecedented crisis of inhumanity. Meanwhile, the White House press secretary, who does those daily briefing, said that Abbott's actions are making it difficult for the feds to patrol the area and access the Rio Grande River, where four people have already drowned, saying that instead of coming to the table and trying to figure out a way to work together, Abbott continues to do this really cruel, unjust, inhumane way of moving forward. But then the question becomes, okay, so now this is this tug of war, and this is going to be a legal battle. What about the Army Corps of Engineers? And the White House was asked that question. Why don't they move the barriers? And there was no answer to that as to why they wouldn't remove it. So then the Department of Homeland Security becomes the next stop. And they, too, are saying that it's about what happens in the courtroom, right? Because the Department of Homeland Security has been one of the areas where the president has asked for increased funding for the DHS. And why would they block the comprehensive immigration reform and border security measures that would fix the immigration system? That's what the White House is saying in response to everything that's happening. So for now, the barrier is up. The Department of Justice is moving forward, and there are people that are still trying to cross. And then the concern is becoming, are more people going to get caught, and are more people going to drown this way instead? So the movies. I went to see Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer earned $82 million. And it was crowded. It was tough to get tickets Friday, Saturday, probably Sunday too as well. It was expected that it was going to earn a lot of money and that it was going to be a blockbuster. That's the nickname, Barbieheimer. So that was one half of things. And of course, Oppenheimer, a much more serious movie, lots of dialogue in it, all about the atom bomb, all about what happened in dropping the bombs, and really the focus on Oppenheimer himself. Everything was about decisions, meetings with certain people, including Einstein, brushes with Einstein, things that happened to him, a lot of liberty taken there based on a book. Barbie, something completely different. Barbie sent lots of women to the theaters. Women who had Barbies that are in their 60s or younger than that, or people or girls in their 20s or girls even younger than that. And it became the highest opening ever for female director Greta Gerwig. Barbie, you ready for this? Raked in $162 million. And this is just opening weekend. So it's very strange because you have the huge actor strike going on, SAG-AFTRA, you have the writer strike that's going on, and no movies are being made except for some independent films and exceptions and whatnot. But for the most part, the movie industry is, we'll call it, shut down, but not when it comes to pictures that are made that were sitting there that were opening over the summer, opening this weekend. So it's interesting to see what has driven people suddenly back. And these are, like I said, two very different things. We were talking about Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, who are Barbie and Ken. I mean, my mother made clothes for Barbie. And this is when I was growing up, and I remember poor Ken, his head popped off, and somehow when we were playing in a group of kids, it went down the sewer. I remember I needed to get a replacement Barbie, so I had a backup Ken to the original Ken. And this movie is kind of a mixture of things, certainly very different than the introspective look at the father of the atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer, played by Cillian Murphy, and with an all-star cast, very, very different, more of a pop culture sensation, the Barbie movie. And it was interesting when I went to see Oppenheimer, which, again, was jammed. I have not been in a movie like this, and for, I can't remember how long, a very, very long time. And I was waiting for the Hubs popcorn, and a woman in front of me said, I have one kid in Barbie and I have another in Oppenheimer. I'm going back and forth. She was getting them popcorn and treats and whatever, and I thought that was so interesting. And that's what it was like. Some people went to see both, but wow. So 65% of the audience for Barbie was made up of women, right? Much different, where it was more mixed when it comes to Oppenheimer, because of course the box office, they're pouring over everything they can to figure out what happened and who went where. And this is just opening weekend, so we'll see if it gets larger than. I think both films probably will do exactly that. All right, Israel on the brink, all kinds of violent clashes. Why is that? It's because Israel overhauled its Supreme Court's power. What does that mean? We'll talk about it on the flip side.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Doing? Do you care about Twitter? Well, lots of people do. That's how we're getting our information, whether it's the politicians or whether there's alerts about fires or shootings or perhaps accidents that are happening in your area or just information that's out there. Twitter has a lot of followers, despite the push for this new thing, Thread, from Meta, aka Facebook. And now there is another facelift that's happening to the tweeting bird. I'll tell you about that. But before we go there, there are lots of violent clashes that are happening. Protesters, police all over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. You've got the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying negotiations would restart or wouldn't restart until November. And what am I talking about here? You know, we're talking about what we have seen that has just not stopped. And it is the Palestinian-Israeli war, but it's now this dissatisfaction with what's happening with the politics in as far as Israel is concerned, surrounding their judicial and the overhaul, its Supreme Court. But there are some divisions over its implications for Israel and the Palestinians. They're divided over the magnitude of the crisis between the U.S. administration, that's why you care, and the Israeli government. So while some Palestinians are hopeful that the crisis would mark the beginning of the collapse of what they say is the disintegration of Israeli society and what they call the IDF, others aren't ruling out the possibility that the Israeli government could initiate a military confrontation with the Palestinians. So that is from the Jerusalem Post that somebody sent me earlier in the day when all of this happen when all of it unfolded, because the law has weakened is what has happened here. So what do I mean by that? It's what I said with their Supreme Court. And it's just a judicial overhaul. They passed a bill to limit the Supreme Court's power, and there's a giant question mark. There were a lot of rumors last week that Netanyahu might back down on the vote or even soften some of the components, but the 73-year-old pushed forward with it on Monday, arrived at Parliament shortly after he was released from the hospital. He was having a procedure. So the bill passed by a vote of 64-0, with all members of the governing coalition voting for it. All members of the opposition left the chamber while the roll call vote was taking place. So there's been pressure. There's been protests. There's been American pressure against this kind of a shakeup to the court's system since the country's founding. And it's the major piece, or the first major piece, of any kind of judicial overhaul plan that's been passed. Lawmakers on Sunday started a marathon debate, which lasted until the following morning, and then, of course, the vote that I mentioned. So what are the changes? Just in a nutshell, some of the changes. The standard is commonly used by courts, right, talking about a principle that's used by a number of countries, including the UK, Canada, Australia, meaning the branches of government. So that's one thing. The standard was used by Netanyahu when he dismissed a key ally from all positions, all ministerial positions, in compliance with an Israeli high court ruling that it was unreasonable to appoint one person to positions in government due to some criminal convictions, and because he said in court he would retire from public life. So that's what started this. It was one of the arguments anyway. So the prime minister and his supporters argue the Supreme Court has become too insular, an elitist group. They don't represent the Israeli people. They say that it's overstepped its role, getting into issues it shouldn't rule on. Now it'll be different with this bill. It'll be more difficult for a sitting prime minister to be declared unfit for office. There's one big one. Restricting the reasons to physically or mentally incapacitate and require either the prime minister themselves or two-thirds of the cabinet to vote for such a declaration. So now that it passes, there are other proposals that are much, much different. The Supreme Court is the only check on the power of this current government, since the executive and legislative branches are always controlled by the same governing coalition. So there's your biggest thing, that you've got one party in place, period, and there's less checks and balances. That's the biggest thing. Millions of Israelis oppose the bill. That's why there's lots of protests, including dozens of business leaders, even Netanyahu's own defense minister. And so allies are concerned. U.S. President Joe Biden last week sent a message to Netanyahu saying that the prime minister is risking the U.S.-Israeli relationship should the overhaul pass without broad consensus. And the same thing with others from the UK on down. So the Israeli Bar Association is preparing a legal challenge. The lawyers group said they would do that. Its executive, the Bar Council, approved the decision to petition the Supreme Court to cancel the reasonableness law once it passes. But it's passed. And so that's it. Right now, it's triggered a constitutional crisis that is pitting the government and the court, I suppose, against each other, but it's so early to see this roll out. It's now so much about massive protests and quelling the crowd and then quelling the enemies and the allies, too, as well. For Elon Musk, it's certainly about quelling, maybe or not, because he doesn't seem to care, the people who work for him. Elon Musk has officially, well, basically killed off Twitter. The platform is still there, but it's not with a little bird symbol that we've seen. It's an X. It's an X. That's what Twitter is. It's X now. X is the platform. So it's very strange. I have to say that. It's very strange. It's X is a platform where you can pay a small fee and have your content boosted ahead of whoever else. And verification doesn't really exist. There is a paid subscription. It's a platform where a lot of journalists are going to be banned. It's a platform where the rules are kind of a little bit murky. I'd say definitely murky, yeah. They call it brackish. I call it brackish water from Florida. It's like brackish water. You know, who knows what's there when you get it. And infrastructure is kind of crumbling around things. So it's different. It's going to be very different than I think what we've seen in the past. I was looking at some of the things that are happening. And this is what it is. I mean, moving forward, this was what Elon Musk, he said he was going to do a few things. And this was one of those things, if you will. And the hope is, supposedly, what Musk has said is we're moving forward. Or he's the captain. And how will people embrace it? I don't know. I know that people are talking about, what? How do you take a brand? I mean, how do you take a brand and flip it like that? I mean, he can flip what he wants in what's being delivered. I get that. But when you have a popular brand, and to me in a different way, and I know this is a different analogy because of the years and because we're jumping services, but Facebook called itself Meta, but everybody still calls it Facebook. The actual logo, all that stuff is the same. So now you're talking about logo, everything is going to be completely different. It's just a big old ugly X. And I understand why that would be very, very strange to people, because it looks very, very strange. And this is just part of, I think, the attitude of Elon Musk moving forward, that this is where I'm putting things, all underneath this new brand. I mean, X does mark the spot, I suppose, if you want to look at it that way. All right, a mix of A to Z, because we got a lot of it coming up on the flip side. Some other things that happened, including with the United flight that had to turn around.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for pushing for the law.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. The deadline has passed for Texas to dismantle a floating border wall. The Justice Department gave the Lone Star State until 2 p.m. Eastern Time to remove the system of buoys or face a lawsuit. The buoys are floating in the Rio Grande near the town of Eagle Pass, which the feds say poses serious risks to public safety and the environment. Another interest rate hike is on the horizon. The Federal Reserve will meet Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington, with a rate decision coming after the second day of the meetings on Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Women's World Cup. The action is happening in Australia and New Zealand. I'll tell you about that next. But before we go there, United Airlines had a little bit of a problem. The flight had to turn around because of a disruptive passenger. Yep. From San Francisco to Taipei, Taiwan. So imagine you're buckling in thinking, ugh, how long is this flight? Because that's what happens. Let's be real. When you have a long flight. So the flight left the airport and reversed course less than 2 hours after takeoff. And the reason why is because the passenger was just too unruly. They said, we have to take this person off the flight. We have to remove them. And in fact, the airlines didn't want to give out many details, and there weren't a lot of videos that were released. A lot of times immediately when something happens, you know, everybody's out there on Twitter, aka soon to be X, and showing you what's going on inside the metal tube that's taking them wherever it's taking them. But there wasn't a lot of that was out there, so there wasn't a lot of specifics on it, just that it was that bad. It's certainly not the first time that we've seen that in the last couple of weeks. Especially so, they turned around, dumped off the person who was met by officers, and then the flight left a little bit later that evening, so it was definitely delayed. People had to put up with that. It's not the only delay of its kind. As I mentioned, Delta, they had a problem with the flight from Detroit to Amsterdam. It's always these long ones, diverted to Boston because they had an unruly passenger. This was a while ago, and we seen this happen in some other places as well. But what's interesting is you think of air rage, and it's everyone's problem that's on the plane because you're going to get disrupted. It's just a matter of what's going to happen and what are you going to do and how do you respond and how do the flight attendants respond, all the things that happen in between. So what's interesting to me, because it feels like there's like an uptick, but the rate of unruly passenger problems, incidents, whatever, it's dropped more than 80%. It hit a record high in 2021. The agency got 2,400 reports of unruly passengers in 2022, a little bit more than that. That's down from the almost 6,000 they got from the year before. So 2021 was the worst, and so much of that, I think, had to do with the whole pandemic thing or whatever. But you know, you see these things and you're just like, oh, please. And after I just had my incident of being stuck in an airport, which a lot of that is happening. But imagine being stuck and then getting on a plane and some crazy thing happens. You know, you had a guy that's facing federal charges because he assaulted two flight attendants and demanded a kiss from one of them during a flight from California to Vegas. And that suspect was charged with two counts of simple assault. The FBI filed a complaint with a court in Nevada. And it happened on a Southwest flight from Palm Springs to Las Vegas. And there were like 100 passengers on this flight. The suspect and three flight attendants were involved in what went on there. And, wow. But this was months and months ago, months and months and months and months and months ago, so a little bit different. All right, it wasn't about flying to get there. It is now about the results. World Cup. What is happening with the World Cup? Well, first of all, the women beat Vietnam, as was expected to happen. Now, on Wednesday, depending on where you live, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, so on and so forth, the next opponent is the Netherlands. And the Netherlands can be pretty tough. This can be a pretty tough opponent. And, you know, people were asking me about what the women were getting. And the answer is, remember, they sued, they won. The U.S. Soccer Federation is paying more than what they paid in the past and more than what other countries, the players for other countries are earning as far as the women are concerned. But our U.S. national team, so they start off with at least $300,000 each. The U.S. women's national team square off against the Netherlands, like I said, at Wellington Stadium in New Zealand. It's the second of three group games for the U.S., to explain that for a second. And, of course, they're in pursuit of their fifth World Cup title, a three-peat of cups, though. That has never happened. No team has ever done that. And the United States women could be the first to do it, but they got to get through some tough matchups. And certainly this is not going to be an easy one with the Netherlands. And they've had some close matchups in the past. The Netherlands is a team that's young, and they are dangerous. They're attackers. So we'll see what happens with the Stars and Stripes. Our women, they dominated Vietnam. 3-0 was the victory. And a young superstar emerged, Sophia Smith. 2 goals and 1 assist for the U.S. team. So this is interesting. And this is a game that may determine the group and the knockout round path. So this is one that the U.S. women want to win. My prediction is they will win it, but it'll be much tighter than what happened with the first opponent. I think it'll be much more difficult, that path. All right, I got one more sports thing I want to mention because a lot of people were watching this. If you like the underdogs, and here we were watching the Open, a huge major for those of us who like golf. And you had Brian Harman. And who is Brian Harman? He played for Georgia. And he, as a senior, he was one of the top Bulldog players. It was kind of between him and Ricky Fowler, they were kind of back and forth as to who would advance to the semifinals of the 2009 NCAA championships. And Harman was just somebody to watch, but did not amount to anything. Like the excitement over what happened with him at Georgia, much different than when he got on tour, but plenty of people knew who Harman was and what he could do, and what a win for him. I mean, wall to wall, he nailed that Lynx golf course, which is very, very difficult. So he wins the Open at Royal Liverpool Golf Club on Sunday. Again, the underdog American. He finishes 13 under. He wins the Claret Jug by 6 strokes, the second largest margin of victory by an American golfer in the tournament's history. Tiger Woods, to give you an example, won by 8 at St. Andrews in Scotland in 2000. So there's another American doing the Stars and Stripes proud. 36, the only left-handed player to win the Open. Besides that is Bob Charles and Phil Mickelson. So he's only the third player to do it. He grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and he dreamed of, you know, the green jacket at Augusta National, and here he was winning the Open. So good for him. That was it was exciting, I think, for me to watch, to see the unlikely happen. Unfortunately, this is what we're seeing too much of in Arizona. We're talking about the heat. In so many parts of the country, we're talking about the heat. But people who live in Arizona, who are there in Maricopa County, who are in Arizona, who are near Phoenix, obviously, in Phoenix, there was a wildfire that burned in the Tonto National Forest. So about 160 people had to evacuate from the area. And they told people just head out of town, get out of town, get down to Fountain Hills. There's an evacuation center that is set up. And people paid attention because, listen, it is so hot, they get it. And by the way, we're talking about a place specifically about 55 miles northeast of Phoenix, 24 straight days of temperatures above 100 degrees or more. And then we're seeing these pop up in different areas of Arizona, meaning these wildfires, because part of it is because of this extreme heat. The fires are right in the middle of this terrible, terrible heat wave. There's been 18 heat-related deaths. And it's scary. The hot temperatures are taxing hospitals. People are suffering from heat-related illnesses. And that's happening in other places, definitely. But when you talk about population size, and I verified this, Maricopa County is the nation's fourth largest county when you talk about population. So at least 44 people were under heat advisories and excessive heat warnings over the weekend. A lot of that, the Southwest desert, South Texas, South Florida. And the National Weather Service was talking about records that were set or tied over the weekend. So not just in Arizona, but in California, in Idaho, Montana, Nevada, in Texas, and in parts of Florida, too. You know, it's not going away. There's still another week of that to happen. In California, there are places in California that they are just not used to seeing some of these temperatures, that's for sure. Ari Leyendijk Jr., he raced just like his father did. His father won 2 Indy 500s. He didn't. He went on to fame as a personality on TV. He's talking about moving, and what does that mean? Find out on the flip side.
The dirt on her nails are from different lands, and from each land there is a man who made her cry.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to welcome Ari Leindyke Jr. Boy, I can remember him racing. I can remember talking to him. He talked to so many people. I'm sure he doesn't remember that. But it was so fun to watch him and watch his father and to see him go in those footsteps. You know, his father winning a couple of those Indy 500s. And one of the things he's going to talk about with us during this conversation is this recent survey. Two-thirds of movers, 66%, agree that moving is one of life's most stressful events. I know I moved last year. But don't worry. Like I said, he's a TV personality, a former race car driver, real estate agent is the key here, Ari Leindyke Jr. joins us to share some moving stories and unpack some of those great tips and tricks for a smooth move, which I know a lot of people are panicking about. Ari, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I do. When you say it like that, I feel like I've worn many hats.
You have, and that's a good thing. I think that experience really kicks in, even with real estate, it has to really, really help, don't you think?
Yeah, so I've been doing a little background on my real estate life. I've been doing real estate since 2004, so nearly 20 years now, which is kind of insane to think about. I've had countless moves, you know, across, you know, all of Arizona. And, yeah, I've had tons of clients move. And the one question I always kind of get is, how can I prepare? And I think that's kind of the key thing is, like, how do you prepare for a move? Because moves are really stressful. So I think the one thing that I would say is have the right products, you know, on hand. Great boxes, great packaging tape, You know, this is a great product right here, the protective wrap cushion lock. This is something that I recommend to all my clients. Instead of having that bulky plastic wrap, cushion lock's really awesome because it's a paper product made from recycled paper. It expands into like a honeycomb shape. It keeps your items super safe. You can fit more in a box. And then obviously you have to have good tape. So Scotch has a box lock shipping tape, packaging tape. Really cool thing with that is it's super adhesive. You only need to use one piece of tape to seal a box and it's guaranteed to stay sealed. So that is the go-to product. So you use less of it. And it just makes it quick and easy.
Yeah. And all those products you mentioned, by the way, I've used them too, because I had that move last year and it was so much better. The honeycomb situation was way better than what I was doing before. And it's like I said at the top, this survey that was done that was commissioned by 3M Scott showing us that 2/3 of movers, which is 66%, that's the number I said, agree that moving is one of the most stressful events. But that takes some of it out of it because most of it is packing things up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, it's like, I think most people go into a move and they're just like unprepared, you know, and I think that's kind of the thing is like, oh yeah, I need to get boxes. Oh, I need to get tape. What do I use to fill the boxes? And I think the cushion lock is really cool because it's such a small package. It is really cool because you undo the box here and I'll show you kind of an example, but you stretch it out and you wrap this around a product. It's just super easy to use and it doesn't take up a lot of space and you can fit more in a box. The box is lighter than having, you know, a ton of, you know, heavy plastic in it. And it's better for the environment, which I like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of my go-to. You know, I think that moving is always really hard. And, you know, any little thing you can do to make it easier is just, like, such a valuable thing. To be a little bit more efficient in your move will make it easier.
Yeah. It's perfect that you're in real estate because you're a guy that moves. So, like, thinking of, and I'm saying moving in a race car, did you know that you were going to do that as you watched your father as a kid?
Yeah, that was like, you know, he was my idol. So, funny enough, I just moved. So, he has a commercial building, and I've been building this man cave in my backyard. I'm really super proud of it. I'm, like, geeked out to get home because it's done now. But we just moved all my dad's memorabilia over to it. So all of his Indy 500 trophies, you know, the bottles of milk, like super fragile things that you can't replace. And so we used the cushion lock. We used the Scotch box lock packaging tape. And it was awesome because, you know, those tools are just there for you to use. But it really gives you kind of peace of mind, too. But yeah, my dad's obviously my hero, and it was really cool following in his footsteps. I didn't quite achieve what he achieved, but you know, my life kind of went into a different route, and I'm not sad about it. You know, it's been an awesome ride, you know, being on The Bachelor and stuff, but I do miss racing every now and then.
Well, I mean, look, you were so popular. What, you were voted always the most popular driver, it seems, because you have such an easygoing personality. That's why I said, I guarantee you didn't remember talking to me, because you talked to everyone. You were so gracious about that. So kudos to you and for what you're doing in real estate. I can imagine it's only a success. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, real estate's my passion. You know, after racing, it was real estate. And it's fun to help people move on to the next chapter of their lives and see them, you know, achieve their dream of home ownership. But even the renters, you know, it's like I've moved tons of people into rental spaces. And that is a really rewarding part of my career, is to kind of help somebody move into their next chapter. It can be stressful. You know, I think moving is always stressful, but ultimately people are kind of moving to bigger and better things. And that's also really exciting. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Awesome. All right, Ari, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. If you want to know of any products, scotchbrand.com/scotchmoving is where you'd head to see the products I talked about today. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's perfect. I've used them. It's good. Absolutely. Bye, Ari.
See ya.
You know, it's interesting in talking to Ari, thinking about his background and his dad and remembering him racing, but his father. Boy, he was something else winning those two Indy 500s, like I said, heading into this. And as for Junior, you know, he wanted it. He raced and started in almost 60 races, I want to say. He had a couple of wins. He did win three times, and he did make the podium. You know, making the podium is a big deal, 14 podiums. So, but he never was able to... He was never able to win any of the big ones, like I said, like his dad did. But he became super popular, and he was a contestant on The Bachelorette
it was like in 2012. And then he was on another show. There was another show called The Bachelor. Remember, there was those shows. And that was in 2018. And then he was a contestant on a show called The Traitors, where he finished in fourth place in 2023. So there's something about his personality in television and reality TV especially that works. Mega Millions, kind of a reminder, because I'm also seeing people line up for tickets that nobody won last time around. So the estimated jackpot is well over $720 million. And that is on Tuesday, because so many of you send me emails and want reminders when the money starts to soar. Well, I'd say the money's soaring. If it's over $700 million, it's pretty big. And that's happening on our next show. We'll tell you whether or not anybody actually had the winning numbers. It would be shocking. I say this all the time, but because, you know, the odds are so stacked against you. I mean, look, there's just the statement that you constantly hear. You can get struck by lightning easier than winning the lottery. I think it would almost take your breath away if you just bought a couple of chances and, you know, you never were much of a lottery player. It wasn't like you were investing hundreds of dollars in the lottery every week thinking that you were going to have that winning ticket, but just, you know, plunking down a couple dollars and then actually winning it, which happens a lot. Hey, ending on this one, I know in my neighborhood I see a lot of bikes, electric bikes, e-bikes and e-scooters. I mean, man, I'll tell you one thing about living in Florida. The people amaze me what they carry on bikes. I'll see giant fishing rods, and it's almost like, I'm not kidding you, I'll see huge equipment that meaning like landscaping equipment someone will have on their back, and they'll be on one of these bikes. I still don't know how they do it. But it's not about that danger. It's about the fact that you have these, the lithium ion batteries. You know how they ask you that when you're traveling, because they've got such a long life span and the capacity, and they're affordable. So it's in our laptops and smartphones and power tools and e-bikes and e-scooters. Well, now there's problems where these batteries are causing fires. And in New York City, they say that there have been, you know, more than 100 lithium ion battery fires this year, killing 13 people. And they're seeing especially in e-bikes and e-scooters. So there's so much safety challenges to that, and they're thinking it's almost catastrophic because of how much food is delivered that way, what's happening in the bike lanes, etc. And it's very, very difficult to control. What happens is it's like a thermal runaway, they call it, and these blazes with the fumes and everything else, and how much water it takes to extinguish the fire is not easy to put out, and that's part of the problem of getting to the people quickly and getting them out. And there's a weird ecosystem that started, like with all businesses, because there's places that sell, rent, or repair e-bikes and scooters, and they're relying on the batteries. Wow. Interesting, right? One thing happens that's amazing, and then there's the other part of that that happens. All right, people, be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy. This is the way.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.